And Eclectic Bistro, serving lunch Monday through Friday, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Jason Croft is our technical director today. I'm Celeste Quinn. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our look at AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Police in Chicago, who are searching for singer Jennifer Hudson's missing 7-year-old nephew, found the body of a young boy today in an SUV that was the subject of a massive manhunt. Authorities haven't immediately identified the body of the child found in the rear of the SUV, and an autopsy is planned. Police Commander Wayne Gilliford says the license plate on the SUV matched the one sought in an Amber Alert issued after the singer's mother and brother were found shot to death at their home Friday. That alert's been canceled. Julian King hasn't been seen since the killings. His Oscar-winning aunt had offered $100,000 for information leading to a safe return. Julian is the son of Hudson's sister. Messages have been left for Hudson's publicist, who's been releasing statements on behalf of the family. The former Chicago police commander, at the center of the allegations that officers tortured suspects into confessing, has pleaded not guilty to charges that he lied about the torture. An attorney for John Burge entered the not guilty plea to charges of obstruction of justice and perjury on his behalf. U.S. District Judge Joan Humphrey Lefko set a trial date of May 11th. Prosecutors claim that Burge lied under oath on written answers in a civil rights lawsuit 5 years ago. 2 years ago, special prosecutors found that scores of suspects were seriously abused at the Violent Crimes Unit under Burge's command in the 70s and 80s. But they said it happened so long ago that criminal charges weren't possible. Burge was fired from the Chicago police in 1993. The challenger in the Champaign County coroner's race is suggesting that collecting fees from outlying counties could help prevent the office from going over budget. But the incumbent says rising operations costs are to blame. AM 580's Whitney Wyckoff reports.
Mark Medlin, who's challenging incumbent coroner Dwayne Northrup for the office, says Illinois law requires that cause of death investigations take place in the county the victim dies in. Medlin says, however, Champaign County receives a disproportionate amount of work.
If you're involved in a motor vehicle crash in Piatt or Douglas or Coles or Edgar, chances are you're going to be brought over to Champaign County if your injuries are life-threatening because they're not level one trauma centers.
Medlin says cause of death investigations should be paid for by the county where the accident itself took place. Also in Medlin's plan, a person found guilty in a fatal accident would pay the coroner costs, and if he can't, his insurance company would foot the bill. Northrup disputes accusations that the coroner's office is at a deficit.
I've had to get budget amendments based on caseloads, but some of that money has been returned at the end of the year.
Northrup says that the coroner's office has been able to return funding it received from the board over the past 3 years. Champaign County board member Al Kurtz, who announced the proposal at last week's board meeting, says that the state's attorney is looking at its legality. Kurtz hopes to have a plan drawn by next month's meeting. I'm Whitney Wyckoff, AM 580 News.
Community development officials in Urbana say the city's rental registration program is doing its job 18 months after it began. The city approved the mandatory registration after worries that rental housing wasn't being inspected regularly enough to make sure it met standards. Community Development Director Libby Tyler says Urbana's added enough staff to reach its goal of inspecting rental housing at least once every 5 years. She says the city council should keep the program going basically as is.
We do just have one very small alteration to allow for a fee exemption for some of our apartment units that serve the disabled in the community and are funded by the state. Those are not currently fee exempt, and we're recommending that those become fee exempt, just like our HUD subsidized properties.
Landlords have to pay fees to register their properties with the city. Tyler says a survey of landlords finds that about half of them now approve of mandatory registration. Indiana's gambling industry hopes to weather the economic downturn. Ball State University economist Michael Hicks says he doubts the recent downturn will last long enough to put any of Indiana's casinos out of business. Indiana now has 13 gambling sites, including slot machines at the state's 2 parimutuel horse racing tracks. Hicks says gamblers may be less likely to risk large amounts of money on slot machines or table games if they've lost a lot of money in the stock market or in retirement funds. Casino Association of Indiana President Mike Smith says casinos are working to attract visitors with more than just gambling. For example, the French Lick Resort Casino in southern Indiana offers golf and a spa. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 12:36. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser for a look at the weather. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon, Celeste.
So we've got a freeze warning in effect for the entire severe weather coverage area of WILL.
And actually, that includes much of...